Broadcasting live from an Airstream somewhere in Tornado Alley, bringing you the people, places, and stories from the Panhandle to the Red River. This is your Only in Oklahoma show.
So what do you get when you take a group of people that have no idea what they're going to do? Well, you take them and you eat meatballs in Marlowe. I'm Brett.
And I'm Harley.
What?
I didn't know Marlowe was the meatball capital of Oklahoma.
Oh my God, dude. Okay, so we're going to get to that. Can we just talk about...
What happened?
The comedy of errors.
It was bad.
This weekend?
Yes. Now, this was your idea. This was your pitch.
It was, but I didn't realize. Okay, so.
It sounds good on paper.
No. Can we start? We've got to start from the beginning because nobody's going to understand what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So we decided we were going to go to the Dunkin'.
The Dunkin'?
The Dunkin'.
The premier Dunkin'.
Biggest garage sale in the world event.
Now.
And I said, Brett, that's coming up real quick. I think we should go. I like garage sales. You like garage sales. Both of our significant others like garage sales.
Right.
It's a freebie.
It's a freebie.
So I said, let's go. And you were like, great. When is it? I told you the dates. And you were like, cool. And then you were like, we're going to do it Saturday. And I don't get off work till 2 o'clock.
Right.
So I'll be there around 3. And then we'll be in Dunkin' around 4 or 5. On the last day.
On the last day of the biggest thing of the year in Dunkin'. And the only thing that's not... Okay, but to be fair, we've heard of these Dunkin' garage sales, Marlowe. Marlowe's supposed to be having theirs this weekend. But what it means isn't... It's not like there's like this big warehouse with nothing but garage sales in it.
No, but the point was...
The early bird catches them weren't.
Right. And we were the absolute latest birds. And there were no worms.
Now, wait a second. To be fair, we took a stab at a garage sale that literally had a tub.
That said closed.
That had closed, but there were people shopping for clothes still. So I don't know if it was like a private, they had like a VIP pass to this garage sale. Needless to say.
If you're going to a garage sale.
Go in the morning.
We recommend that you go at the beginning part of the garage sale, and not the absolute last second.
Well, you did say stale. Garage sales are stale if you wait until 5 o'clock on a Saturday evening to decide to do said garage sale. I mean, any seasoned pro will tell you, you want to get the good stuff, you got to get out first thing in the morning.
You say that, but it was your recommendation that we go on Saturday, the last day,
but here's what
after
you
get done with work.
In the back of my mind, I was also going on something else that you said you've yet to mention. Well, the businesses are going to be doing it too.
They were.
Where? I didn't see it. Maybe I missed it.
We got there late.
Yeah, we did. We did. I'm sorry. It didn't work out.
It did not work out.
This show was going to be a lot different.
I don't know if it was going to be different, but we did a lot of cool stuff. But I'm going to have to say the winner, the end all be all of the things that we did this weekend.
Winner, meatball dinner.
We'll get to that right after this.
Okay, so I saw something really cool on my way to work. Kids playing flag football, organized flag football with teams out there practicing before the games. Kids are playing contact sports in the middle of a COVID universe.
Were they wearing masks?
No, but they may have been wearing master threads. Well, I bet that Master Threads, even if you're in a mask, could custom make
team masks. I agree with that 100%. I think they've pretty much guaranteed that they can embroider anything.
And to find out for sure, you can always call them for a free quote, 405-673-3787.
Or hit their website, masterthreads.us.
Master Threads. For masks, too.
Tocinto's Pizza in Marlowe, Oklahoma. If you look, there's not a lot of information out there. No. The owner, Brian Tocinto, does not like doing interviews.
No, he's not a big fan of doing interviews. We did request an interview, and he's a super nice guy.
Oh,
super nice. Absolutely.
We had the opportunity to check out Tocinto's.
Now, this is your second This is your second time in my maiden voyage.
Yes. So I don't know if we've discussed this before,
no.
But I've been going regularly to Marlow, Oklahoma.
For about 6 years now?
Yeah, like 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have family there now.
Right.
And up until a month ago, I had never been to Desentio's.
If you're going down 81, you will blink and miss it. If you don't already know that it's there, and after today, you will know it's there.
Yeah. I don't even know where to begin.
Well, okay. If you're into New York-style pizza, so if you're going to sell me the pizza pie, how many restaurants have you been in that said New York-style? And it's almost like they're saying it in air quotes.
Yeah, I think they should be required by law to say it in air quotes.
Hell, there's frozen pizzas that preach New York-style pizza at home. No. But I feel like if you're going to call a restaurant New York style pizza and you didn't grow up above an Italian bar and grill in an Italian part of New York City as an Italian, you might as well be DiGiorno's. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I agree. So just starting off.
Yes.
Desentio's, it's in Marlow. It is.
Marlow! not the frickin'. Nothing against Midtown, nothing against the Paseo, nothing against the Plaza District, which are all really cool locations. It's not in Edmond?
No, but again, okay, yes, you're right. It is a tiny, nothing against Marlow.
No,
Oklahoma.
Not at all.
Love it, but it is a tiny community. It's very small community in the middle of nowhere. It's halfway between a small town and a small town.
And a lot of road in between. And some watermelon stands. I mean, we went there on a Sunday. I think the first time we saw Desentio's was on a Sunday when everything was closed.
Yes.
And again, if you blink, you'll miss it.
You miss the whole town.
You'll miss the whole town. What I do like about their storefront, though, it's a black front, gray lettering. So when you do see it, it's like, pow.
I agree. It looks surprisingly different without messing up the whole look
of
Main Street. It looks completely different without being like a sore thumb.
Right. It has the charm of the town, but there's something that lurks just below the surface of the six layers of cheese.
So the owner,
yes,
Brian Giuseppe Desentio, he grew up in New York City and he moved to Marlow 40 years ago.
Yes. Now, but his mission wasn't to be in the food industry. I mean, you live above your grandparents' restaurant.
Right, in New York. He literally lived above his Italian immigrant grandparents' restaurant. The guy had no interest in, the way he put it, flipping
tossing pizza dough
for the rest of his life. He had no interest at all.
Which that's kind of, when you think of it, the plan is always that you take over the family business.
Right. But he was not interested at all. And he basically says, if you're not a stockbroker, a lawyer, or a celebrity, you can't live in New York. It just costs too much.
But what do you think he wanted to do? Be a commercial fisherman in Alaska. Now, can you get any farther away from New York City?
Well, I think a lot of young people do that.
Yes, where they dream of moving as far away from home as they can and doing as far away from what their family wants.
right. Like, okay, here's the globe. Mm-hmm. I'm on this spot. What's on the other exact opposite side? That's where I want to be.
Right.
Just the ocean, so you're kind of screwed.
So, but the good news is we wouldn't have him had he not kind of bounced around all over, didn't end up going fishing, didn't do the fishing route, kind of bounced around all over the United States. The oil field kind of sucked him in. He met a guy, an oil man, who said, come to Oklahoma and get rich. And then, of course, the bust in the 80s.
Right, and he ends up working at a grocery store.
A grocery store.
Of all places.
Right.
81 Foods in Marlow. So he eventually ends up buying the grocery store. Mm-hmm. By the way, can we just talk about people who start a job? I really want to know. I want to understand this for me personally. Not that I'm going to do it,
right,
but like, I would just like to know, how do you work for a place and then be like,
I think I'll buy it.
I'm going to buy it, the whole place.
You really have to have, I think you really have to have like a vision for the future. You have to kind of see it in your mind because, again, this is how he circled back to being a restaurateur is an interesting trip.
It really is. So people, obviously people in Oklahoma, especially in the 80s,
yeah,
you tell them your name's Giuseppe and people think you should be, you ought to be able to make a pizza.
Right. Or they don't believe that your name's really Giuseppe.
It's a me, Mario.
Right. It's a me. Or do you think of a Pinocchio or something? You know what I mean?
Right. At this point in time, he starts selling pizzas out of the grocery store. Good idea.
You see a lot of that. You do see delis or, you know, sometimes barbecue smokers up front. So it's not an uncommon thing.
No, not at all. But he had quite a bit of success with that. So about 10 years later, after he's bought the grocery store and he's selling pizzas out of this place, it took him about 10 years before he decides to open up his own pizza and sub shop. Again, at this point in time, he's just literally making pizzas and subs.
Well, I think he caught the bug. You know, I was reading, he caught a bug to maybe, this might be a good idea. After a friend requested his food at a wedding. I mean, that's the best way to showcase your ability. If you got 100 people that say, give me the recipe, or when you get taken off the drink committee because you're, you know, your brisket game or whatever. I mean, yeah, so of course.
And so he was running like a little two-table restaurant in the back of his sub shop.
Right.
That would eventually become Giuseppe's Italian Dining. And then like a year later, he moves into the bank.
Right. I mean,
he moves into what used to be the National Bank building built in 1911. And Giuseppe's is still there today. But anyway, we're not talking about Giuseppe's. We're talking about the Centios.
You're right, yeah.
So he sells that business. He decides he's going to take it easy for a while. He ends up working for Giuseppe's for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then ends up helping some other people start a restaurant.
Right.
And I think the guy just missed flipping pizza dough.
He'd have to. I mean, I think you eventually, you know, you can only write so many songs till you're ready to start singing again. You know what I mean?
I do. So he ends up selling, or he ends up building DeCentio's Pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not in competition with Giuseppe's. It's right across the street. Giuseppe's Italian restaurant is still there. It's still loved by the locals.
Mm-hmm.
But DeCentio's Pizza is
next level.
It is next level. It's ridiculous.
It's everything you want in a pizza. But let's talk about the showstopper, the highlighter, the crust.
No, I don't want to talk about. I want to talk about Brian or Giuseppe, okay, whatever you want to call him.
Okay.
So we go in there. Super nice guy.
Super nice.
So he kind of has this like New York Italian kind of vibe to him. He's wearing a shirt that says "Legalize Marinara."
Yeah.
And he's literally throwing pizza dough 20 feet into the air. And everybody in there is having a good time.
Everybody's having a good time. Everybody's smiling. Nobody's complaining. I mean, what else could you want? Not much. Besides the pizza. Or a meatball. Sorry. I keep circling back.
So we're trying to eat right.
Yeah. I'm doing a damn good job of it, buddy.
We order salads. We order meatballs. We're sticking to our keto guns.
Yeah.
But the kids, they get their pizza,
and
Brian hand delivers the pizza to us.
Yeah.
And he holds the pizza in front of me and you.
It says,
and it's cut perfectly, except for the two rather small pieces in which he informs us those are the keto slices.
And then says, forget about it.
It makes us eat his pizza, which I'm going to have to say is ridiculously good.
Now, this isn't your first rodeo with the pizza, though.
It's not. I've had a cheat day in the last month or 45 days or whatever, like, whatever that is.
And we'll describe that pizza when we talk about the menu more.
Oh, my God.
But that is by far the best pepperoni. I'm sorry, Little Caesars? Hot and ready? No, thank you.
No.
Nothing comes anywhere near. That keto slice made me want to cheat on life.
I hate doing this to you because I know how much you love the food.
Yeah.
But I still we got more to talk about.
Yeah.
With the Centios.
Yeah.
Before we get to the menu.
I know. I want to cheat more. This episode's not good for me.
Dude, I love everything about this place.
It's clean, neat. It's not like over the, you know how a lot of places try to do over the top with everything that's like, Bellissima Pizzeria. They don't do that corny,
no,
kitschy stuff. It's got cool stuff.
Everything in it was cool. It fit.
And it tied a New York Giants banner. Woodstock. I mean,
the Decentio sign in the back of the building on the inside.
They utilized every part of that unique architecture. You know where they, and it's kind of popular with what they do when they're kind of revamping the older businesses, where they take the ceiling out and kind of leave everything exposed.
Right.
But they painted all of it. It's just neat. It's well put together.
Okay. I know this is a food show.
You're going to talk about the bathrooms. I have a feeling. Are you?
Is that okay?
Go for it, man.
Okay, so the bathrooms. I'm a stickler, dude. Like, if a bathroom is off, it throws the whole place for me. This place, A, the bathrooms look well done. Mm-hmm. No, they did not skimp when it came to the back of the building.
Right, it's not peel and stick tile.
Somebody did a hell of a job, but it looks like somebody comes into that bathroom every day with a pressure washer full of bleach to clean it. It is the cleanest place I've ever seen. And it's a bathroom.
And I don't think it's, I didn't go to the bathroom, but Tara did give reports that the bathrooms are really cool looking and the designs are great. And you said they were clean, but looking at the rest of the, it would surprise me if the bathrooms were dirty. The rest of the place you could eat off the floor.
Dude, I honestly would bet money that you could probably eat out of the dumpster in the back. It's probably clean enough to just sit down, put a picnic table. And a couple of chairs,
mm-hmm.
and have your own little,
well, like dining area. Lady and the Tramp, you know, they would feed the dogs out of the back door. You could probably share a meatball with someone you love, or not. Or maybe share six meatballs. Okay, I'm done. I can't say anymore.
I think it's time to talk about the menu. I'll open up the floodgates.
Please do. Please, because I was really depressed after we left. I felt like I left a child. It's like, I can imagine what it would be like when you realize that you've left a child behind.
So, this is the simplest menu on the planet.
But it's got all the food baby ingredients,
dude,
man.
It's New York style pizza, either by the slice or the whole pie. It's meatballs, it's garlic knots, it's salads, and it's gelato. That's like the whole damn menu.
Right, if you're going to be a stereotypical pizza place or an Italian place, you got to have a rock solid slice of pizza. And do you have to have gelato? No, but you got gelato? Get out of here.
Yeah. So again, this is not something that can be explained in words. If we had video for you, it wouldn't help. If we had pictures, it wouldn't help.
No.
This is New York style pizza in a tiny little town in the middle of
a sleepy town known for outlaws, man.
It just blows my mind. You know, back in the day when Falcone's opened in Oklahoma City,
yep.
I loved that place when it was Falcone there on premises cooking the food.
Right.
The food was amazing. I'm going to say Decentio's is better.
I'm going to say we've had a lot of pizza betwixt the two of us. And I'm going to go on record and say it's the best pizza I think I've ever had. Sorry, Hideaway Pizza.
Yeah, I mean, no offense to Hideaway Pizza or any of the numerous other places that we go.
Right.
But for a slice of New York-style pizza in Oklahoma, I don't think there is any competition in the state.
If you're looking for the flop, which is when you fold the slice and the slice bends at the end and the cheese drips off and doesn't come off of the pizza. When the cheese melts, this is a guy right now that's emblazoned with carbs. I need them. I want to have a slice of pizza.
Okay. Can we talk about the crust for a second? So when Brian started this restaurant,
mm-hmm.
he spent 5 months working on the recipe,
yeah.
not for the pizza, The recipe for the crust. Just the crust.
Yes.
Come on. Dude, anybody that's going to put in that much effort on one component, on one item in their menu, you got to give it to them.
And that means that you're not going to put garbage toppings on it.
Absolutely not.
What I like about it, and again, something that's a New York thing, the toppings on last. No, first. Toppings on first. Delete that. Toppings on first, cheese on top.
Right. So it's like a damn surprise. You don't know if you're biting into a piece of pizza with a big hunk of sausage in it or like pepperoni or a combination or onions. No idea until your teeth hit it.
Oh, in the butteriness of there's a, something that's it just like this buttery I don't know, it just congeals in your mouth. You know what I mean? And you just want to swish it around.
So my cheat day.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about
We ordered a pizza. I was like, hey, we've been coming to this town to visit your family for 6 or 7 years now.
Right.
How come I've never had Decentio's pizza? And they're like, oh, you've never had Decentio's? How have you never had Decentio's? And I'm like, I'm here as your guest. What do you mean, how have I never had Decentio's?
Right. It is your responsibility to take your guest to whatever the thing is.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. You have family in from out of town. You take them to the place. If you live in a town with Decentio's or a Decentio's type location,
yeah.
When your family comes to town, you are legally obligated by like threat of death.
Yeah.
To take your family to Decentio's.
Right. And if you say, hey, what's for dinner? Let's just grab a pizza from Pizza Hut. No.
Yeah, no. I don't understand how Pizza Hut exists. And well, I do. We'll talk about that later. But anyway, we ordered the Don. They're like, what do you like on your pizza? And I'm like, psh, everything.
Right.
So the Don shows up.
Okay.
Canadian bacon, beef, sliced Italian sausage, red onion, pepperoni, black olives, fresh mushrooms. Back it up. Fresh mushrooms.
Fresh.
Fresh. Fire roasted red peppers, their New York sauce, mozzarella cheese. Oh my God.
And jalapenos upon request. Yeah, which I think that's overkill. That might be overkill.
No. So it was amazing. I ate until my face hurt.
Right.
Like literally my face hurt from eating so much food.
I something tells me after a slice, ketosis was adiosis.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Again, their menu's super small. They have a few variations on, you know, as far as the toppings go, they go wild.
But hang on. Something bears mentioning. What I like about this pizza place is it's true to its nature. It's New York style, but they pander a little bit.
To
the Southerners, to us Okies that think that pineapple belongs on pizza. Probably in New York, you would be beaten if you asked for a Hawaiian pizza in the Bronx.
Yeah, I could see that.
But they have a Hawaiian pizza.
They do.
But I bet it's the best Hawaiian pizza you'll ever. I mean, dude, you know what I mean?
I'm telling you, you could scrape everything off of it and just serve me the crust.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand why they sell garlic knots. Honestly, I just say, just slice up a pizza without anything on it and call it your appetizer.
Or just put peanut butter and bananas on it. or make cinnamon toast. Make French toast out of the crust. Forget about it. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. We need to stop. Okay. So, anyway, we were sticking to our guns today. We had meatballs and an antipasta salad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're meatballs.
They're off the charts.
I'm really good at making meatballs.
Never had your meatballs.
Dude, I'm really good at it.
Okay.
Destroys me. Like, I may as well be using Play-Doh and, like, water paint to make my meatballs.
Okay, we both got 4 apiece. Comes in a cute little, you know, foiled round tin with the marinara, the mozzarella, in the container. I ate half of one, got up immediately, and ordered two more orders of it.
Yeah.
The meatballs were insane. Like
instantaneously, your jaws like hurt from all the salivation. It's like, ah.
If a meatball had a motto, it would be If there are meatballs at a motto, it would be, it melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
So the meatballs are good. The antipasto salad, dude,
they're
I don't know where they're getting their salami and their pepperoni, but I promise you it's not the same place that normal people buy it. It comes from a boat with some Italian guy. Like, it has to.
It's there's a gondola with like a lawnmower motor that's got to be like
on its way right now right for now. Next week's delivery.
Right. And like dry ice or I don't know what they do. They hang it, and I don't know. It comes over in a pirate ship. I don't know where it comes from, but their ingredients are fresh. You can tell everything. I hate to say it's made with love, but legitimately, when their food isn't being served to you, even in their food case, it looks like a damn picture, dude. It all does.
It does. It does.
Pretzels. They make their own pretzels, man. Get out of town. If you're going to get out of town, go to Marlo.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I'm sold.
100%, if you're looking for pizza, if you want New York style pizza, if you've ever been to the East Coast and you're like, good Lord, I just need a taste of home.
Mm-hmm.
There's no place that I can recommend beyond this.
There are people that drive 2 hours to go to DeCinzio's to get their pizza for the pizza. How many pizza joints do you pass in 2 hours? I mean, I guess it really depends on what route you're taking. There's a lot of real estate in 2 hours to come all the way to small town America for a slice. Get out of here.
Okay, and here's how good it is. I'm going to explain to you in completely ridiculous terms.
In mouth noises?
How good this pizza is. No, I'm going to explain it to you in the fact that they're not open 5 days a week or no. 6 days a week mm-hmm. or 7 days a week. Or even 4 days a week. Literally, they take care of all of their business needs by opening 3 days a week. They are only open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Listen, when you spend 5 months perfecting your dough, your crust, that means you can your pizza's that good. You can afford to take, I don't know, 4 days off.
Right, and apparently that's the only reason that there is another pizza place within a 100-mile radius is because DeCinzio's isn't always open.
And I think it bears repeating. We've talked about it before in the past. It's all about hours. They don't keep funky hours. Don't keep funky hours. Don't have an overabundance on your menu. They've got the perfect menu. The perfect situation, they're right on the freaking corner, the hours they keep. I mean, it checks all those boxes.
They open at 11 in the morning, and they close at 8 o'clock at night.
There you go. You don't need to be open any later than that.
I think if you're wanting pizza after 8 o'clock at night, your parents are probably worried about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I agree.
Stop eating Godfather's from Love's. Sorry. Stop eating Pizza Hut. If the Pizza Hut sign is faded, they're not making enough money to fix it. Go down the freaking street to the shiny diamond in the rough down there to DeCinzio's. I will go there again when I feel better about cheating. Like today, I'm probably going to go home and do a few Hail Marys and a couple of Our Fathers and ask for forgiveness for my keto slice and the marinara. I'm going to have to count the carbs on it. But anyway. When I really go for it, I'm going there because I missed out. I'm going to eat a large pizza.
All by yourself.
16-inch large pizza? Not bad.
No. I don't know. I was super impressed. So I'm yeah. saying if you're...
Thank you for your recommendation.
You're welcome.
Sometimes you get it right.
Dude, I told you, and I don't think you believed me.
No. I'll be honest, sometimes I question... Your rate,
are you saying that I'm overly generous in my ratings?
You've made recommendations before based on, I don't know, experience. I don't know that have not necessarily panned out.
So no, I don't
admit it. I need you to admit it.
No, I'm not going to admit it. If I say they have good pizza, I'm not saying that they have the most amazing pizza on the planet. I'm saying they have good pizza. Pizza's good.
How do you, okay, real quick. How do you define good pizza?
It depends on the situation. This is a situational scale. Okay. If you're in a place that has a couple of options, mm-hmm. and option A is better than option B, and there is no option C,
uh-huh.
then option A is good pizza.
Okay. So do you trust that the pizza is good if they also serve other genres there as well?
It depends. And we're getting way into the weeds.
I'm just asking.
We're getting way into the weeds.
I'm just asking.
I'm saying sometimes
your pizza meter, your food meter can be a little...
Sometimes it's situational.
Right.
Dicentio's is not the case.
Right.
I'm saying you would get just as good a slice of pizza at Dicentio's than you would in downtown New York City.
I would agree with that. And I haven't been to New York City, but I'm telling you, it would impress anybody from the East Coast.
Or the East Coast.
Or the East part of Oklahoma. You know what I mean? Like, it's
the
fantastic.
Arkansasians?
The Arkansasians would probably be like, dadgum, that's pretty good. I don't know, is that how they talk? I don't know. I don't know if that's how they talk or not. But I think they'd sure like that pizza.
So I guess the long story short, we didn't get anything from any garage sales.
And we get it wrong.
And I think a lot of that is just planning.
Poor planning prevents, what is it? What did I say earlier? Proper planning prevents poor performance. The three P's, right? Or four P's. That's four P's. I don't know. Anyway, as long as your P's, your PPPPs are in line, you'll be in good shape.
So I say if you feel like fighting us, you feel like there is a better pizza in the state of Oklahoma, we want to know. So
come at me, bro.
Hop on Facebook. It's only an okay show. Mm-hmm. Hop on Twitter. It's only an okay show. Yep. Hop on Instagram. It's only an okay show. Let us know how we have missed this. If you think there's some place better, I want to know.
Or hop on the Dicentio's bandwagon.
Yeah, if you've not been to Dicentio's and you say there's somebody better,
get out of here.
You got to go to Dicentio's to make that decision.
You do. It's worth it. Well, this has been the Only an Okay Show. I am Brett.
And I am Harley. And we're out of here.
Buongiorno.
It's me, Mario. The current young people have been raised by TikTok videos and YouTube videos as opposed to being raised by They Live or V for Vendetta or 1984 or, I don't know, the Cold War.
The Cold War, right.
Your browser history is not your browser history. It's the CIA's browser history.
Right, they know everything about you. No, we have account. We've got outtakes.
I can't use any of that.
What?
What we just talked about.
What are we talking about? You can't tell. You can't even say what we just talked about.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Sorry, our subject matter is thin crust. Thin. I'm trying here.
You're treading on thin crust.
What? We're really going to shred the evidence.
The mozzarella of evidence.
What?
We're going to drizzle it in like balsamic vinaigrette.
Right. Like, they had a dressing. It's a, I don't know what it was like. It sounded like a mixed drink. Well, we have our balsamic infused ranch vinaigrette.
Yeah, I don't know. But we are literally 4 minutes and 68 seconds in and we haven't started the show.
Okay, well, you spelled DiGiorno wrong.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
It's a combination of Dijon mustard and DiGiorno. You spelled it like they teach you to spell it like it sounds, kids. DiGiorno?
Dude, I don't know.
You're part Italian and you butchered it.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. All right.
Are you saying that DiGiorno's counts as authentic Italian?
No, but at least trying. I mean, is it a passive aggressive attack on DiGiorno?
Yes. Did you not read the sentence? Yes, it is 100% a passive aggressive attack on DiGiorno's.
Okay. All right. 3, 2, 1.